Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you use it to your advantage. It's there for you. There's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. You can use all of our resources, read the articles, listen to the archives of past interviews. We've got thousands, literally thousands, something like 4,000 interviews that are available there for you that you can use to your advantage. And all you got to do is just go there and click around, look for a topic that you're interested in and on any given day, and there's probably someone who's been on the show to talk about that, and we help you find it, and it's all there for you. So check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Okay, I'm continuing the series on focusing on the fundamentals, and I'm wrapping up the human resources fundamentals today. I talked a little bit about them. I actually kicked it off yesterday, and I'm going to wrap those up today. And next week, I'll be talking about management. I'll actually do maybe a couple of weeks on management. And so I'm looking forward to that. And this is all tracking right along with my newsletter, with my newspaper column. I'm doing the same things in those. So if you want to read those and follow along at home, so to speak, then you're welcome to do that. And it's another good reason to subscribe to my newsletter so you can kind of track along with what I'm saying. You know, one of the things, the whole idea behind focusing on these fundamentals is to help you not be part of the business obituaries that the SBA identifies as the 50% of companies that fail in the first 4 years. That's the business obituaries. Those companies, the half of all companies who are less than 4 years old fail. And they fail sometime during the 4 years. They don't wait to the end of 4 years. Some of them fail in 2 years or 1 year. But I don't want you to show up in the business obituaries. I want you to be in the other 50%, or maybe we can improve those numbers together. I'd like to get those numbers up where not that many people are failing in the first 4 years. And one of the ways you can do that is by focusing on the fundamentals. And I've identified the fundamentals as financial, human resources, management, marketing, technology, and of course, you, the human being. And those are the things we have been and will be talking about. And I'm wrapping up the human resources part. And the fundamental today is identify key employees. Now, you may think, well, duh, you know, I've got three employees, or I've got six employees, or I've got one employee, or no employees. Maybe you're the key employees. You know, that's not real hard. Well, you're exactly right. Everyone in a small business owner, in a small business, is a key employee. Everyone in a small business is a key employee. When I say it twice, folks, that means it's going to be on the test. And so your company's ability to compete in the 21st century will depend on you and your employee ability to be competent, versatile, and have a good attitude. Everybody's got to be able to do all those things. They've got to be competent because you have skills that you need. You have tasks that need to be done. Some of them are highly technical tasks. You got to be versatile because everybody has to do more than one thing. We have too many hats to wear in a small business and not enough heads to put them on. And so that means that we've all got to wear different hats. Everybody in every small business I've ever seen has to do more than one thing. Sometimes the accountant has to answer the phone. Sometimes the purchasing agent has to go back and receive some merchandise. Sometimes the receptionist has to call accounts payable. I'm sorry, accounts receivable. And, you know, sometimes that happens. Everybody has to share work. And so everyone in an organization has to be versatile. And everybody has to have a good attitude. Small businesses are like little beehives, like little pressure cookers and beehives all together, like a beehive in a pressure cooker, isn't it? It's like that. I mean, I have a friend who his father-in-law once came to his business and said, you know, he was watching everybody buzzing around and all the things that they were doing, and he said, you know, you guys should charge admission for this. This is fun. And it's the truth, isn't it? And how can you possibly successfully manage that kind of buzz, that kind of activity, that kind of energy, all the stuff that we have to do? How can you do that successfully and want to come back the next day if you don't have a good attitude? I'll tell you what, folks, that's one of the most important things that I hire for is a good attitude. I have a bad attitude antenna that's about a mile long. And if I get around, if I'm in the presence of a bad attitude for 3 seconds, and I mean it takes me no more than 3 seconds for my bad attitude antenna to shoot up, I can't stand it. I can't stand to be around somebody with a bad attitude. I don't even want to be in the room with them, and I do not want them working for me. They can go work for you. They can go work for somebody else. I don't want them around me. I don't want them around my company. And so if I have a choice between hiring somebody with skills and experience, but with an attitude that I don't particularly care for, or somebody who doesn't know, you know, who knows nothing about what I'm going to want them to do, but they have a good attitude and some intelligence, I'll take the second one every time. Because if you can't have a good attitude as you're operating a small business, I just don't see how that works. And I have seen businesses, though, where the bad attitudes were allowed to hang around. And I also have seen those businesses suffer for it. So your ability to be successful in the 21st century is going to depend upon identifying the key employees, and which includes the ones who have become competent and versatile, but also have good attitudes. And here's my recommendation to you folks: identify the keepers, praise them, equip them, train them, and pay them well. The people who are the key employees, who are the keepers. Praise them, equip them, train them, and pay them well. Get rid of everybody else. Any questions? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Atlanta Rhythm Section, ladies and gentlemen. That's our song. Do it no matter what. You got to do it or die, don't you, ladies and gentlemen? Small business owners, that's what we got to do. And we do it because we believe in ourselves. We believe in our dream. We believe in what we're doing. But the only way we can do that is to check our position. We have to check our position and make sure that what we're doing, what we're so passionate about, what we're doing that flies in the face of other people's logic, of their common sense, but that makes perfect sense to us. The only way we can do that is if we have done our homework, if we've checked our position, we've made sure that if we're doing something that's unusual, we're doing something that's rare, that's novel, that's unique, that we're doing it because other people just haven't seen the possibilities yet. We're capable of seeing the possibilities, and we've got an idea about how to make it happen. And we believe in ourselves that much. And that's the only way you can do these things when you put yourself into a position where you do it or die. But you already knew that, didn't you? I'm continuing my series on the human resources fundamentals, and I want to talk about training right now. So here's my question to you. how much of a budget, how much of a, what's the line item on your profit and loss statement? Where's the line item for training? How much money have you set aside for training? Are you doing any of that? Well, if you have employees, and well, even if you don't, if it's just for yourself, you know, what are you, what have you got in there for conferences, for education of any kind for your employees? Are you offering your employees the opportunity to take continuing education courses? Never mind that the course isn't specifically about what you do. It could be something else. It could be an organization course. It could be on a computer program. It could be just something that they'd like to be able to do. Encourage your people to continue to learn and help them do that. If, and especially if it's something that is associated with what you do. It's something that somehow, even if it's just in an indirect way, the company can benefit from it, from their having known this information. Pay for that course. Write the check. Tell them, if you want to take a night course, a continuing ed course at night, on organization, on management skills, on, you know, whatever it might be, something that's not, you know, even if it's not directly connected to what you do, tell them, you know what, I'll pay for that. You know what it could cost you? It could cost you a couple $100. Might cost you $50. Might not cost anything. And you say to them, you take the time, I'll pay for it. You'll benefit from it in a number of ways. Obviously, the one benefit would be that they'll become better managers. They become better employees. They become smarter. They'll learn some things. They'll learn some things from some other people in addition to the course that they take. But even more than that, you are now investing in them. And you tell them, you can tell them this. You can say, I want to pay to put things in your head that you will be able to take with you the rest of your life. And I'm investing in you. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When I talked yesterday about appreciation, when I said how important it is for employees to feel that they're appreciated, that that's one of the main reasons employees leave their employers, that they quit their jobs, is because they weren't appreciated. If you'll get your employees training, and you'll get them to continue to learn on a number of different levels, and if you'll pay for that, and you'll provide that for them, and you'll invest in them, and they understand that that's what you're doing, that's part of the appreciation. And it's the gift that pays back on many, many levels, and it might be the one thing that would cause an employee to turn down a competitive offer. Yeah, I realize you're offering me more money, but you know what? I really like this boss. I really like this company. These people care about me, and I'm comfortable here. I like the way things are going here. And so, folks, I want you to think about that. There are lots and lots of online courses that are available. One of the challenges small business owners have is how do we do without our people for them to go out of town to take a course like we used to have to do in the old days? Or even if it's in town, they got to take off during the day. And a lot of times that's really hard on a company. It's virtually, it's almost prohibitive, not even just the cost that you have, but the time involved. But more and more programs, more and more training programs are now available online. The cost is affordable. The employees can take it on their lunch hour. They can take it at night. They can take it at their own pace. If they take it on your time, they at least don't have to leave the building. So look into some online training courses for customer service, customer care, you name it, all the different things, even product knowledge, your own product knowledge from your vendor, some of those kinds of things. Encourage them, pay for the training, tell them you're investing in them. And the last human resources fundamental, ladies and gentlemen, make sure your company is a great place to work. It is possible to focus on your business in a very serious way, to be serious, serious business people and still have fun at the same time. That's what I want you to try to do, is be serious about your business, but have fun and make your business a great place to work. Quick break, right back with our good friend Walter Olson, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 29 after. Stay with us. I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.